Have you guys heard my news? I have a new sex gig. I'm not a porn star. It's better. I just launched my new premium skincare brand called Emily and Tony. These products are tried and true to help spice up your sex life, which is what I'm all about. I'm talking about massage oil candles that are one part candle, one part body oil, and check out these flavors. They come in delicious scents like creme de vanilla, cocoa, and fougere. And they're hydrating, and they leave your skin feeling super luxurious. We even have a product for the guys called Down Under Comfort that helps keep their balls smelling fresh and clean and dry all day, which is exactly what you want, right? So guys, if you take care of your balls, your partner will take care of you. So help us keep this podcast free. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, you'll love them, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Do it right now. Sign up for our mailing list, and we won't spam you. We'll only send you sexy things. And we'll also send you the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed if you're a man or a woman. And then we'll send you emails from time to time with, like, really good information to help you improve your sex life or your relationship. Because that's what I do. That's why I'm on the planet, damn it. And that's why you're listening to the show. Right, Anderson? Hi, Anderson. How you doing tonight?
Glad to have
you with me.
Good to be here with you, Ems. I miss you.
I miss you, too. And you have a great haircut. Super sexy.
Thanks, kid. You know what? The people that I work with every day didn't even notice.
So really?
That's why I love you.
It's true love. It's true love. I have another wonderful guest, lovely guest here in the studio. It's Miss Jenna Hayes. Hi, Jenna.
Hi.
Jenna is an American director, model, and former pornographic actress. She's won numerous adult industry awards. Like, okay, your list of awards is two pages right now on my screen.
That's actually not all of them, but...
I mean, seriously? Like, okay, like 2003, you were the AVN award, but Starlet goes on and on and on. Female Performer of the Year. I mean, people went crazy today when I was, like, posting social media, Jenna Hayes. What do you attribute your success to? Why? There's a lot of girls out there. I know you've retired now. We're going to get into what she's doing next. But, like, what do you think it is that made you such a success?
I don't know. I think that I have a very, very specific look that it's like the girl next door.
Yeah.
Natural.
Hot.
I have no tattoos, no piercings, no plastic surgery. Like, everything from my nails to my hair is all real. There's nothing, like, fake at all. I've never had lip injections. Nothing like
you
that.
You need so, it. Right.
Thank you.
So you think that's it. So you're more the innocent
I think
girl,
so, too.
Right?
And I think that I came in the industry. I went pretty,
fast,
all out
right
away.
Right away.
Like, how do I say this nice? I went into it pretty, quickly. I didn't just start with solo, shoots and then move on. I just went right into it.
Like, I was reading that your first scene was pretty, intense, that you were supposed to just do one thing and then it ended up being something else. Is that it?
Yes. So it was kind of, it was kind of unexpected.
You're brave.
Threw myself into it. I was an adult film fan before I got in the industry.
Okay.
As a teenager, I'd watched them with boyfriends.
Really?
So, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So I knew a lot about the industry. I knew stars. I was fans of certain stars and stuff. So it was
Who
kind
was your
of
biggest
like,
fan? Who were you the biggest fan of?
I liked a girl named Sky Lopez, who most people would never even know. She used to be on the Shane's World ones. I really liked the Shane's World. I don't know if you... Shane's World with actual Shane in them.
Okay, okay.
And she had, a group of girls that were really good in all of her movies. Sky Lopez and, I think Hallie Astin was a redhead girl. Oh, they were so hot.
Oh, wow. So you were...
Their movies were so real. Like, they would just be a bunch of people who'd go up and go, snowboarding, and they would just,
and they're all having
it was
sex.
It was the beginning of reality porn.
Right.
But now it's big.
Now it's everything. Right. Now everything's about amateur porn and all that.
So you it was much more real and just fun and, I like that.
So that's cool. So your boyfriend's, was it their idea or your idea to watch when you were
it was their idea. I was very young.
Right? So you were okay. And then you were into it. Now, were you attracted to women?
Yes.
Have you been with women? You've always been attracted to women.
I was with a woman before I was ever with a guy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So when did you first have your first feelings that you might be into women?
I was pretty young. I was probably
I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this on air.
No, just that you had feelings. Like,
I mean, I was young. I was in my like preteens.
Okay,
and you felt started attracted to women. Yeah, okay. I was obsessed with Madonna.
Right.
I was like so. I mean, it was the 80s and the or 90s. You know, 80s. Oh gosh, right. I'm making myself older than I am.
Don't even get me started on that. Okay. Yeah.
No, I mean it was the 90s. That was when Madonna was very like that was her erotica stage. I was
right.
Very,
so you were like turned on by that.
Yes, very much. So I was very turned on by her sexual empowerment too. How she was not afraid to be, you know, in charge of her sexuality on such a huge scale.
Right, exactly. You know? And so do you feel that you, like, how was your first formative sexual experiences? Like with the woman, for example, was that your first sexual experience?
Yes.
Was it, like, making out or was it more than that? Like,
it was more than that.
And how was that? Like, how did you know what to do?
It's just, I mean.
No, watching porn, no.
No, well, not then. I hadn't watched it yet.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, it was before that ever happened. Wow. I don't know, as young little girls, in my preteens, we would like act out like, oh, well, you pretend to be the guy and I'll pretend to be the girl. And like, we'll like, you know,
right.
Like flirt. And like, it was like practice.
I remember
almost,
doing that
like,
too with a friend.
It was almost like practice.
Yeah, totally.
Right?
I remember like having her hand in my boob and I'm like, that kind of feels good.
Yeah.
I remember
that.
Yeah,
but I knew that I was still attracted to, you know, that I was already attracted to women. And
right.
It just kind of came naturally. And then when I was, you know, in my little bit later teens, when I actually started, like, you know, kissing girls and not just, like, trying to act out
right now, like,
whatever.
At the bar, like, to impress. You were really attracted to me. I'm saying there's so many women who are like, I kissed a girl because it was, like, fun and my boyfriend wanted me
to. No, I liked girls before I liked guys. But now I'm definitely want guys for relationships and girls for just fun.
See, right. That's totally fine. And I totally get it. So you do both then.
Yes.
So in your – okay, so how about your – experiences like sexually with a guy? So the first time like you had sex with them, like, do you remember, was that,
oh, it was terrible.
Terrible. It always is, right?
It was so terrible.
People have never had sex. I gotta tell you, people like, some people on my show, it's like, it's not supposed to be great the first time, so don't even stress about it. Right,
it was terrible. And like, the reason the guy I picked and like the reason I did it was just so stupid and childish. Like, I
why, what, who was he, what happened?
It was because the guy that I was all like, you know, I was just about to be a freshman in high school, and I really liked this guy. It was the summer before I started, you know, my ninth year, and I really liked him. I dated him like all summer, and then I wouldn't sleep with him, so he broke up with me. And so then I got mad because he broke up with me because of that, and I went and I slept with his worst enemy.
Wow.
I know, how mean, right?
Right, so
and
mean.
And I didn't even like him.
Right, but you just slept with him
and
once?
And it was terrible. Yeah, just once, and it was horrible. And I was like, sucked. That was a bad way to lose my virginity.
Exactly.
Not very good.
No, but we all do weird things like that,
right?
But then what about you, like growing up, like sexually, like, did you have orgasms? Like, would you remember the first time you masturbated?
Oh, I was always from a young age, like, humping stuffed animals.
So jealous
and stuff.
Of women like you.
I never had a problem with that.
With orgasming or anything?
No.
You always, like, were good at it and could do it and knew about it.
That's, I've always been a very sexual person. I mean, as, like, a little kid in a, you know, I would take, like, my clothes off all the time and run around naked. I, like, you know, stole my mom's lingerie and, like, dressed up in it and pretended I was Madonna in videos.
Oh, my God. So, do they have little videos? Like, little Madonna?
No, thank God.
Okay, they can put it on the website.
No,
that'd be cute, though. Throwbacks.
No,
oh,
I don't even want to think about that.
Okay, you're right.
What bad thoughts that would inspire people.
No,
people,
you're right. We don't want to do that. You're right.
No.
Forget that. I think it's cute. Okay, but so you've always been sexual.
I would think it's cute too.
And so have you always been comfortable that when you've been after that terrible experience, when you're with men, like, or women expressing what you need, and it's so important, right?
Yeah, it was very natural to me. Sex was always very natural to me from a, you know, young age. I feel like that's why when I got approached to be an adult, I kind of went for it.
Yeah, because you were like comfortable.
I mean, there's a whole bunch more to story, but you know, yeah.
Okay,
that's why I think that I, like, you know, that first scene you were talking about, it was just like, I was exploring my sexuality, you know?
You were with, like, two different people in it or something?
Yeah.
Why are you making fade away? It's so fine. It's like, you won all these awards. I mean, obviously, you're doing something right, and you liked it for a while when you were in it, and now you're moved on. You're directing, and...
Now I'm in a different place.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you're in a different place. Okay, we have some callers coming in, so we should take one of these. Number, let's take line two. Someone wants to know what... Okay, Reggie. Hi, Reggie.
Hey, how are you doing?
He's in Illinois. Hi. Thanks for calling Sex Thumbly.
Yes. I'm a first time caller. I've been listening to your podcast of your show, and it's really amazing.
Thank you.
You're a really great interviewer, and I'm a fan of Jenna Hayes.
Well, we are both here for you.
Thank you.
Do you have any Well, thank you so much for listening to the show and calling in. It's great to talk to you. How can we help you tonight?
Well, thank you. I just had a quick question. I just wanted to know what Jenna Hayes been up to since she's retired a while back. I was like, do you have any projects that I can check out, or are you doing any mainstream work? Or
yes, that's awesome. I actually am just about to come out with two indie movies that I have cameos in. One is a horror movie, and it's called Raised by Wolves by the Butcher Brothers. And then the other one is another indie movie called
Pocket Listing.
Thank you. You took it.
I took the pocket right,
you took it right out of my mouth. Pocket Listing. And I make a little cameo in that one, too. And they're coming out soon. Pocket Listing has Rob Lowe and Burt Reynolds in it. The other one is a more underground indie movie. It doesn't have any celebrities in it.
Okay. Except for you.
Except for me. But
that's cool. So you're really cool.
Yeah, I definitely do. Yeah. And, I like horror movies, so I'll definitely be.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's my favorite. Check it. Me, too.
That's what I want to be. I want to be like a scream queen.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah, and then, like I said, I definitely appreciate your previous work. You were an amazing performer, and you always brought it, you know. So,
this
is my first ever really getting a chance to talk to you. So I know that you've been busy and everything, directing and everything like that, and doing all wonderful things. It's just cool to finally be able to talk to you and show my appreciation. So.
Aww, thanks, Reggie. Love you.
You're awesome.
I know.
Thank you.
That's so great. You've just made our night.
No problem.
Have a good one. Thanks Reggie. Of course. Have a wonderful evening. Oh, you have such fans. People are so like on Twitter and everything. And we can find you on Twitter as the real. What are you on Twitter?
Twitter, I'm at Jenna Hayes.
At Jenna Hayes.
Instagram, I'm at Jenna Hayes. And then Facebook, I'm the real Jenna Hayes.
The real Jenna Hayes. Okay. And yes. I'm Sex with Emily on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff. Okay. So you've got the. Okay. So we were going back to. I wanted to hear about your. Okay, we talked about your masturbation. Orgasms. I'm jealous about that. I just have to say, no, really.
I'm so giggly because this is my first like interview or anything in like 3 years or something. She's not,
she came in. I know, she's like, I haven't done an interview in 3 years. I'm like, wow, I'm so honored that you're here. Like, really? Like, that's really cool.
It's been 2 to 3 years at least since I've done anything.
Like that. I mean, and you know, that's, I'm very, very honored. And so I heard about, like, I mean, everyone heard about you, but I also want to know about, so Fleshlight. Let's just talk about Fleshlight for a minute. It is the best, the number one male sex toy, which a lot of, you know, I talk a lot about, we're going to get into this later, talk a lot about sex toys for women, how couples can use it together, but this is like especially for men. And they actually have a Jenna Hayes Fleshlight. You were the first Fleshlight girl, but how would you explain, I know we don't have penises, like sometimes I wish I did so I could like feel it because it seems like it's amazing. It's a masturbation sleeve. It stimulates the feel of real sex. It's body safe. It provides variety for men who want to experiment. It's clean, durable. If you go to my website, sexwithemily.com, and click on the Fleshlight banner, you'll learn more about it. But what's been your – have you ever used it with a guy or know anyone who's used it, the Fleshlight?
Well, the Fleshlight, I actually am not the very first girl. I believe the first girl was Tara Patrick, I think. And then came me, but I was the first girl to have all three of them.
Oh.
Not just the –
all three. So what are they?
Yes. Well, there's the vagina. Right. Then there's the you know, the back door.
Back door.
And then there's the mouth.
Amazing.
And the mouth one was definitely the weirdest to mold.
Like, they actually come in and they stick it. How does – I always wonder how this happens.
I think they did it at they did it at the convention at AVN. They molded my mouth in front of everybody
at
the convention.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
And, yeah, I'm, like, wearing this, like, Herve Léger dress and, like, and they're, like, molding my mouth.
Oh, my God.
It was so, with all these people, like, a crowd of people. I think they had G4, like, recording it. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
But it's hard because you have to keep your mouth, like, slightly open.
Right.
But, like, puckered very sexily and not laugh. You can't move.
Right.
You can't laugh.
How long do they have the molding
in? Like, 5 minutes.
Now, how long do you have the molding in your vagina for?
It's about the same.
Okay.
It's about
and
the
same.
And then
it pulls out. It's like, do you look at it? You're like, that's really my vagina.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting.
Well, the Fleshlight's too.
It's kind of, it's kind of amazing, though. You
it
know?
Is amazing that, like, people, like, millions of men have bought your vagina, but the thing is, right? Like, everyone's like,
well,
okay,
not the real one.
Not the real, no. She would not sell her real vagina. But you can also buy Fleshlights that aren't like a vagina as well, but just because it's good for men for stamina.
It is. And I know a lot of couples that use it together.
Right.
I haven't personally, but I know a lot that do. And I also know a lot of guys who, I have a girlfriend who's amazing. She's a gorgeous model and she travels a lot. And her husband has to be home alone a lot.
Right.
And, you know, I hook them up with ones from my friends
right.
and stuff like
Me
that.
Me too. I give them to friends. Right. Yeah. Guys love it. It's just like a variation because we've got toys. Men, if you want to make, you know, make masturbation, a little variety to it, or you want less. It feels amazing. Like, I gave it to one of my friends, and he's like, oh, God, I'd leave my wife if it could cook. I mean, he loved the flashlight. So,
well, I don't give them my, I don't give my friends mine.
No.
But I give
that'd
my friends.
Awkward. You're like, here's my vagina. Yes. Take this to the regular flashlight.
I give them other girls's. Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Because, like, her husband was like, can you get me so and so's? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'll get you some. So I just, you know.
That's okay. That's nice. I guess it'd be kind of weird to get, gift your friend your
own,
unless
that's
they were
a
like
awkward.
A boyfriend or a girlfriend awkward. Or something. Okay, I got it. Okay, so go to sexwithemily.com/fleshlight or just click on the fleshlight banner on Sex with Emily and you can check them out because that's a great gift and it's a great thing for couples.
No,
and
it's
the number one mailing.
Like I
think,
guys,
they
first
freak out.
First, a lot of times they think it's
out.
Ridiculous
right.
too. They kind of and they feel awkward and feel kind of like, you know, oh, I have a hand. Like, why do I need that? And, you know, feel kind of silly probably using like a sex toy, but. I've had so many guys tell me that it's so much better than their hand.
I know. It's so much better than the hand. It's easier, too. You put some lube in it, and it feels better.
I mean, it's not as good as the real thing, they say, obviously. But it is a really good variation from the regular stroke, you know? And it a lot of guys like it better, you know?
Right, exactly.
And there's with all these different girls, we all have – there's the lotus texture, which is the basic vag texture.
Right.
And then there's the basic – backdoor.
Right, backdoor. Right.
Am I allowed to say anything I want?
You can say anything you want.
Okay,
swear,
good.
Whatever.
I just want to make sure. I'm so used to doing radio
stations. I know,
stations,
me too.
Like,
FCC,
around the
after
country.
This, I do Loveline, yes. And we can't swear. So,
so I'm like, ah.
No, do whatever. Say whatever
okay,
you want.
Okay, good. Well, the bum one.
Right.
I'm still being all PC.
Right. That's fine, too.
That one has its own special texture, too. And like then each girl individually, that there's also the mouth one is called the swallow. There, each girl has their own signature textures as well.
Oh, that's amazing.
So and so each one feels different. So there's a lot of guys who will, you know, buy them because it's different textures. It feels different.
Exactly.
Each one.
Right. It's like different sex. Like I said, it's like different sex toys. Like sometimes I want the rabbit or I want the clitoral
and
vibrators.
And that's the cool thing about, you know, Fleshlight is that they designed a special texture for each different type of sex that you can have. You know,
right.
Which is cool. Each one is totally different.
So the
they
anal
make it feel,
ones are more tighter.
Yes, and they make it feel. They try to make the textures really feel like the real thing, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. The texture, it's like body-safe materials. You use lube. I want some guys. And you know what? I'm going to give one away tonight. So if you want to email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com, I'm going to send you a fleshlight. And then you – but you have to email me after and tell me about it. Okay? You can even be anonymous, but I want to hear how much you loved it. So yeah, that's check it out, Fleshlight on my website. So anyway, going back to that, I guess we have more calls. Let's talk to Michael on line one. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
Hello, hey.
Hey, what's going on tonight? How are you? How can I help you? I'm here with Jenna Hayes.
Oh, hi. I was listening to your show. I love your show. It's awesome. I just downloaded your app for my phone. It's pretty cool.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Jenna Hayes.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for calling in.
You're welcome. I'm so, like, nervous just calling in to hear your voice.
Oh, just breathe. It's okay. We're just having a good time here on a Thursday.
That's pretty cool, though. Just to hear your voice, I can't believe I hear you after all these years.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, do you have any questions?
You're making me blush. I'm like I said, it's my first interview. I haven't had any interaction with fans like this
know,
in a long
this is
time.
So good. You have to come back all the time.
It's flattering.
I know. So, Michael, how can we help you? Any questions?
I've got a question. What made you decide to change? I mean, you're not dancing anymore either?
At the moment, I am not doing any of that. I'm focusing on some other projects. I actually just built myself. I built a new website,
wow.
JennaHayes.com, and it's going to be a merch site.
JennaHayes.com.
It's going to be the first time you're going to be able to buy T-shirts, like everything.
Oh, I saw that.
T-shirts, posters. I'm going to do art prints. Like, I'm going to do all these things, calendars, everything you can imagine. So
that's amazing.
So I've been working on that for a while. I've designed it myself. So.
Oh, my God. Okay,
yeah,
that's great. Everyone check
it
out. JennaHayes.com. Support her because she's amazing.
And so that's what I've been doing recently since I danced last about 6 months ago.
Okay.
So I haven't retired from that officially or anything.
So you do dancing tours?
Yeah, well, I do it. I did it for 8 years and I would do it almost every other weekend to every weekend. And I would just fly out, do a gig at a show or a gig at a club and for a few days and then go back.
Wow.
Home. So
it's like
stripping
dancing or dancing?
It's feature dancing, which means that you put on a bigger show. You have costumes, like crazy costumes and stuff. You give away stuff.
That's really cool.
We have a
really
signing
cool.
and stuff after.
Well, Michael,
yeah.
you have to go to our next one. Where's your next? Is it coming up?
I haven't booked anything right now because I'm so focused on getting this site launched within the next couple of weeks.
Hire a web person. Do you like doing it?
I want to do it myself. It's like a new. It's like a project that I want to like.
I totally get it.
Yeah. I'm going to run it myself. I'm going to be like, everything's going to be autographed.
Is it WordPress?
No, it's actually, I built it on a different website. I don't even remember.
Well, we'll talk about it after. Okay. Well, thanks, Michael, for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a great night.
Oh, you too. Bye.
Bye. Oh, he loves you. He's so happy. I know people get nervous. I'm like, it's cool. It's cool. We're all good. Okay. So we can, let's keep going here. So we have some more calls coming in. Everyone, if you're listening right, you can always call in on Thursday nights from 8:30 to 9:30 at 1-800-LOVE-191, I believe it is, if I'm right about that. So I love that because I do Loveline after this. And also I do Loveline if you guys want to check out that podcast as well.
It's awesome. I started listening to Loveline at a very young age.
Did you?
Yeah. I remember being like 13, 14 and listening to it.
Right. I did too. Yeah. And it's like, it's and to be sitting here doing it
it's
is
very
like,
iconic.
It is iconic. It's yes. Since the 80s. It's been for the 30th yeah. year. Helped a lot
it's
of crazy. People.
It's almost as old as me.
I know. Seriously. Can you imagine? Right. So the year you were born, they started doing it.
Yeah.
It is amazing because there's so many questions. Do you get a lot of people asking you sex questions and advice and stuff like that?
I definitely used to. Yeah. I mean, whenever I would go to, even when I'd be at signings or conventions, through emails, I still get people who are like, you know, how do I get my girl to do this? Or, you know, like the best is just when you get people that write you that just tell you how much like you've like, especially when it's couples and
right,
they're like,
right.
you know, you taught my wife this technique or she didn't think that she could, you know, ever like give oral rights, you know, and she was never able to like, you know, make me come to completion on it, you know, through that way. And because I watched her movie, like that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. Cause so that's,
it makes you feel
it
kind
does
of
make, exactly. Like I, exactly. Those are the, that's why I do when I get the emails are like, oh my God, my sex life has improved. I never thought, okay, but tell me about your oral sex tip then. For men. Well, if it made this man have an orgasm from his wife, we all have to hear about it. I have to hear about it.
Well, that was kind of what I was known for in the industry.
For your oral sex? Good for you.
Yes.
Okay. Why? How'd you... What? Tell me everything.
I mean, I have a specific technique with my hands and my mouth that I do. So, I mean, if you ever, you should check out some of my movies.
Okay, check out her movies.
I'll send you some.
Okay, please. Please. And, but can you explain it for people?
Well, I guess my fans have called it like the corkscrew.
Okay.
So it's a mouth and double hand.
Up and down, up and down.
Combo.
Okay.
And
twisting your hands the whole time.
Yes. And so, yeah.
Lots of saliva.
Lots of saliva. I think the most important thing for girls, though, with any kind of sex act, though, is that they enjoy it.
Right. Be
enthusiastic. If you don't enjoy it, if you don't be open-minded a little bit, even if you haven't done it before and you're trying something new, try to enjoy it. Like,
right.
Like, look forward to it. It's exploring your sexuality. It's a beautiful thing. It's awesome.
Exactly.
You know, so I've always said that a lot of girls don't enjoy giving oral. That's
right.
Why... You know, but it can be so sexy and it can be so fulfilling for a woman, too. Like, I very much enjoy.
I know.
Giving
I do too.
Head.
I know. No, I do too. I love it.
I really
so
do.
So many women don't, and you always see that thing about like, oh, I got married, she stopped giving me head.
Right, like that whole cliche of that. Like,
but
no,
it's true.
The stereotype. No,
Anderson.
No.
Oh, he's not there. I was going to ask Anderson. No, he wouldn't answer though. He never talks about sex life. But it's true. Like women, just like they stop. It's like you're right because I feel like sex should always be expansive. You should be constantly growing and doing things. And I think that so many people have, women and men have these messages that they're just like they that from childhood or whatever. They feel shame or shut down and. And then they keep having sex the same way, and then they get bored. But it's like, it can be such a, you're right, be into it. Even if you're, like, afraid of something, you can still, like, talk to your partner about different things you want to try. And I think porn, I think you brought up a great point there that people thank you for doing porn. Because porn can get such a bad rap, and it's like, I get it, like, if someone's addicted to it. But really, I feel like porn is a great tool that couples can use to watch together and learn things. But you might want to do everything, but you could just, at least, either it'll just turn you on, and you'll make you guys want to have sex, or you could learn a few tips, right?
Yes. And, you know, I think that sexuality is something that society tends to shun and that, you know, porn gets the bad rap and everything. But it's something that should be celebrated more than,
right.
you know, in healthy ways.
Healthy.
You know, everything that's consensual and, you know. But
right, exactly.
It should be explored and enjoyed by people, single men, single women, whatever.
Exactly.
Like, and whatever you're, you know, some people don't like videos, but they like toys.
Exactly.
Maybe some people don't like toys or videos, but they like to go to a strip club.
Right.
You know,
try it all
like,
out. See what, talk to your partner, see what you like. Like try something. I'm not asking to do anything super crazy, but like maybe there's just a little something. I always tell people like, try one thing different this week, like with your partner.
Right.
Or this month even. Like, I'm going to do a strip tease, or I'm going to buy a new sex toy, or I'm going to, whatever it is, it doesn't, we're not talking like you have to do something crazy, but just to keep it interesting. And you might and let go. You're right. Like, don't people, women, men, someone in their head afraid they're going to be judged. And couples just don't communicate about their sex life.
I think judgment is one of the worst things in the world, to be honest.
Me
and
too.
I think that it's it causes so many people to not feel good about themselves. They don't do what they want to do with their lives. They don't, you know, because they're so worried about, you know, right. Obviously I haven't ever given a shit about
right. I don't either. I really don't. It's so funny. I was on a show and this woman called me. She's like, do you mind that we said that? I'm like, what? She's like, do you want me to cut it? I was on someone else's podcast. I was like, no, like, what did I say? Like, I don't care, you know, but so many people are afraid, especially women, slut shaming or afraid that
yes.
we're going to be like a guy's going to think we're slutty if we say or do this certain thing. And it's like, I mean, I respect a woman who owns her sexuality and who knows what she wants, who knows her body.
Yes.
And knows how to make herself orgasm. Like, it's not his or her. It's not anyone else's responsibility. I always think that women have to take responsibility for it to figure out what they want and then communicate it. Or sometimes it just happens, but if it doesn't.
And I think that in the more recent years, women have been owning their sexuality more and, you know, expressing themselves in that way a lot
yes,
more. And
there's
a lot more strong. I mean, look at Beyonce right now. Oh,
right?
My God, girl.
Oh, she's amazing. Oh, my God.
That partition video.
I didn't see it yet. I know. I heard. I need to, like, catch up on everything.
Wow. And that's just an example of a beautiful, strong woman who is a wife, a mother. And she is, you know, being very, right. very provocative and sexy, but still keeping it in a very classy
exactly.
manner. But showing women that you can be strong, you can be beautiful, you know, and you can own your sexuality. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Exactly. Do not be ashamed of your sexuality. So let's try to help Ben, because he's got a question along these lines on line 3. Hey, Ben, thanks for calling Sex with Emily.
How you guys doing?
Great. Hi, so you're here with Jenna Hayes. So how can we help you tonight? Incredible.
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys a question. I've been seeing this one girl for a little while, and she's just really timid sexually. We've had sex a couple times. Went to go down on her one time, and it's apparently the second time anyone has ever gone down on her.
Wow. Okay.
She tried to stop me and told me, like, it happened to her once, and she didn't like it. It didn't feel good, and I was just like, you know, let me... So, you know, try to make you change your mind.
Right.
And, you know, and she said it felt really, really good. It was much better.
Good.
But I think she's just...
she's nervous about
thinking
it.
Too much.
Yeah, exactly. We were just talking about
yeah,
that. We're like,
yeah.
women are so in their heads during sex. They're like, what's it going to mean? Does he think that I taste bad? Or is he not really want to do it? Or am I going to orgasm? And women just have
right.
to get out of their heads. And so
right.
I'm glad. And another thing I want to point out is that so many women have bad first-time experiences with things. Like, for example, anal sex. Some guy tried to shove it in with that lube, and then she'll never do it again.
Right.
And it's like, or she had a guy who went down on her and he didn't like it. So I'm glad that you were like, you know what? This will be better. But so she's a little timid. How old is she?
23.
Okay. And do you know, was she have like a weird upbringing that was maybe particularly like oppressive in that way or shaming?
Well, she's an Asian girl. There's actually a couple other things I want to ask you too, but
okay.
yeah, but she's an Asian girl, so I don't know if it has anything
no,
culturally.
Not necessarily. But okay, so how you want her to be more adventurous then. So
exactly.
what would you suggest, Jenna?
I would probably start, you know, I mean, she sounds like she is self-conscious about
right.
herself very much. So I think it's important that you make her feel beautiful and that you make her feel comfortable
right.
about and confident about herself. Usually I've found that girls don't really like to be gone
exactly.
down at are really like insecure.
Exactly.
In a way. They aren't, you know, they aren't very comfortable with their sexuality. They aren't comfortable with their body. I think it's important that you really build her confidence and
right.
then maybe start, you know, trying
right.
little things here and
right.
there.
Telling her she's beautiful. Do you do that already? Do you tell her she's beautiful and
no,
you're attracted to her?
All the time. And she just kind of like makes this like
so
this
she's
funny
insecure.
Face and
right.
kind of like shrugs her shoulders. And just, you know.
She's not used to the attention, but I'm sure it feels good to her, but she doesn't know how to accept it. So do you know if she's ever had an orgasm?
I don't know that.
Okay. So that might be a good place to start. Maybe she's never had one.
Right.
Maybe she's never masturbated.
Right.
So maybe you could start with your fingers and be like, just start playing around there. Like her,
right.
or first ask her, like, you know, if you feel comfortable, be like, what makes you feel good? She might not even know. I mean, she might not.
There's so many women who have never even,
yeah.
they don't know how to, you know.
Exactly. I mean, they don't even, maybe in her home growing up, it was like shamed and she was told not to touch herself. I mean, I know that for whatever reason, I grew up in a very liberal home, and my mom was like, talk to me about it. But I never occurred to me to masturbate. I never even heard about it until I was 19. I know, which is weird. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I know. Her eyes are like about to roll out of her head. So what I'm saying, Ben, like, is that what? Even me, my mom's like, hey, if you want to, I don't know why.
I was a very horny.
I know. That's why I love youngster. Women like you. But Ben, what I'm saying is you might just have to kind of roll this whole thing back. And in a very way, they just like, we're beautiful. Say, you know, babe, I think sex could be amazing. Like, I want to make you feel good. Do you know? And maybe you just start like kissing her, like kissing her breasts. Like maybe we just scale it all back.
I also think that it's important that when she does anything to you or makes you feel good, that you really show her how much you appreciate it and how good she is at making you.
She's never even once like gone down on me. You know, it's like, okay. Jesus.
I think she doesn't have a lot of experience, so I think we got it. You did have sex.
Teacher.
Yeah, you might be the teacher here. So you did have sex, though.
Yes.
And did she seem to be into it?
It was painful for her. She's
lube. I mean,
like kind of long and thick, and
she's okay. Large. You're big. You're a large male, Ben.
And but it's just like she's also very tiny,
right?
So it's, you know, it's one of those things. It's like she's very, very wet,
right? So but you still should use lube. You should add lube into it. But here's the thing: right. Let's back this whole thing up. So I think you need to start turning her on just by like kissing her neck, like seductively teasing her, yes. Getting her really, really.
I
ready.
Love that you said kissing her neck because that is like,
why don't guys do this?
They don't do it.
They don't
enough.
Do it. Women, we want our neck kissed.
We really
a lot.
Do.
Like
our
every
neck
time,
and our ear, please.
Yes,
yes,
kiss it. Just do it. Okay. Like, don't even ask. Like, kiss her neck, kiss the ear, kiss her breast, kiss her slowly down her body. Spend time on her breast. Like, I feel like men just like jump
right
down
into
there.
It. Yes, they want to go like, right
hello.
into the intercourse or the right. oral. They
want
to go right into it.
I don't want to interrupt you guys, but like, that's totally what I've been doing. Because it's like kind of like I love, you know, like kissing all the way down the body, down the thigh, up the thigh, teasing, you know, not going right out.
Good. Good for you, Ben. So, does she seem...
How long have you guys been seeing each other?
Like
how new is this relationship?
Going almost 2 months.
Okay. That's not very long, I guess. If you said
not
to get
very
the
long. Not very
how,
long.
So, yeah, I mean, I would say so, but it sounds like, does she seem into that? Like, is she able to lie back when you're kissing her and doing all this stuff?
Oh, yeah. I mean, she gets so wet, you know, so
right.
I know she likes it.
Right. Well, that's good.
But
that's really good.
You know, she's just, you know, a lights off, don't look at me type check. It's very.
Lights off. Can't, yeah.
Very different than what I'm used to.
Right. No, I'm sure. So it sounds like you just have to maybe have some talks with her, like in a very non-threatening, not like something's wrong with you, but like, hey, babe, I just want to make you feel, I want to make you feel good. Do you know what makes you feel good or, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Do you masturbate? What's the best way that you orgasm? I think that's okay to ask. How do you orgasm? Is it clitorally? Like, you know, she might be like, I've never had one. And then you
maybe
guys could
you guys
work on
could
that together.
Go to a sex store together, too.
Yeah,
and maybe work
sex
in a small,
toy.
Like a pocket rocket is very, very non-threatening to a woman. At the beginning, that was
my first
vibrator.
My first toy was a pocket rocket, too.
Yeah, it was a pocket rocket.
Have you ever used toys with a woman?
I have, yes. Actually, this is like a little aside from it, Jenna, thank you for your videos, because a girlfriend of mine a few years back, she asked me how I like to get my dick sucked, and I showed her one of your videos.
Oh, my God. I got. Will you send me a video? I want to suck dicks like Jenna. I seriously do. Everyone's talking about it.
Oh, I want a soundbite of that right now.
You were calling it a corkscrew, but I called it the pepper cracker.
Oh, okay. God, it's whatever it is. See, she's infamous for this. So maybe you guys could watch porn. I mean, I don't think you're going to rush into porn with this woman, but I think, you know, go to sexwithemily.com/good vibes or just click on the good vibes banner on the Sex with Emily site. There's like special discounts. You could check out like some good clitoral toys, beginner
That's
toys,
what
or
I'm
maybe
thinking.
Go to a
maybe
store with her.
When they're having sex, it would relax her because she said she's so tight and stuff and it's painful if she had like a pocket rocket on
right.
her
like
clit or something.
Clitoral orgasm first. I think you just got to start talking to her. Yeah. That's
yeah, I try to. That's the hard thing. She just won't say anything. She's
yeah,
like,
you got
to
keep
how
working
like
at
it,
her.
You know?
Yeah,
I say
how do you
keep
like it?
Going
keep
if you really like
be
her.
Be patient if you really like her. If it you know if it becomes a problem, then I'm
it's not the right. She's
not the right
sexually
person.
Compatible. Yeah,
yeah.
Because she's might never open up. She might need some therapy. There might be some trauma.
Right.
I don't want to make assumptions, but if you try, you're doing all the things that you're saying, Ben. It seems like you're doing all the right things. Then she just might not be the girl for you. But I would give it a try. Thanks for calling, Ben. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Have a great night. Okay, another thing that guys can do to really turn a woman on is I like receiving flowers from a guy, okay?
I do too, and nobody does it enough.
But why not? Why don't they?
I think they think it's so, like, old-fashioned or something, but, like, it
lights up your world right. when you get flowers from a guy. You're like, especially if it's out of the blue.
Right.
Like,
okay, well, I have to tell you that sending online flowers can sometimes suck. We've all been burned. It's like $19.99 and then it becomes $74.50. They're always like, oh, here's the $19.99 bouquet. And then it's like $74. And always what shows up isn't what you ordered. And she might get some bad flowers, which is worse than sending flowers in the first place. It's mostly dead and then you get spammed. So the geniuses at thebooks.com launched a whole new way to send flowers. That's thebooks.com. Books, because they took bouquets and they totally simplified them. So the Books.com sends flowers straight from sustainable farms located on an active volcano in South America. In a volcano, seriously. Volcano, Anderson. Volcano flowers. Okay, that's real. So, and they charge a flat rate of just $40 with delivery. So your loved one gets beautiful flowers and you save cash. So for a limited time, the Books is offering 20% off with promo code Emily. So you all heard how much Jen and I love getting flowers. So if you like someone right now and you're just like, what can I do that would make her feel good? Go to thebooks.com. That's B-O-U-Q-S.com. Click on the shop button at the top of the page, send them a book, use promo code Emily, get 20% off, and they're from a friggin' volcano, okay? So do that. She'll appreciate it, and you're welcome. Okay, anyway, yeah, so this guy just sent me flowers I'm dating, lilies, which smell amazing, and I literally had 5 minutes at home today. I was so busy, but I went home and I, like, trimmed them, made them look pretty because I just love caring for them, and it's a nice gift.
It's very nice.
And I like sex toys, too. but I get a million. Do you get them sent to you all the time?
What, sex toys?
Well, I do, just because I review them. No, do you not?
No.
What's your favorite?
My favorite brand of vibrators or anything like that is Lilo.
Oh, Lilo. Yeah, they make
Lilo
amazing.
Lilo is my absolute favorite. I have every single one they make.
I know. I love them. Okay, what's your favorite one? Do you like the Leia? Have you had the Leia?
I don't know them by names. Okay. I don't know them by
clitoral
names.
Clitoral ones.
There's a little one, the black one that has flowers on
yes,
it.
Yes, I have that one. It's a great clitoral one for
it really
sexual.
It really is. It's awesome.
Because it fits in the palm of your hand.
And theirs are like, you just plug them into the wall so there's no batteries. You never have to worry
exactly.
about that. They are so, like, they last so long. They're so well made. I love them.
I love them too. So,
the
again.
Good taste. You have great taste.
I know. Oh my God. I do. So go to sexlimited.com, click on the good vibes, and check out Lilo, L-E-L-O. I love everything they make too. And
me
I'm
too.
Going to a sex toy conference in Vegas next week. Wow. So I'll get you some of their latest and greatest. We'll hook up.
That would be awesome.
I know. I love their stuff. So yeah, should we take another call here? Elizabeth on line 4. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you? Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on with Emily and Jenna Hayes.
Hey, Emily, I love your podcast.
Thank you. I listen a lot.
And I just had a question for her. Is there like any kind of like safety thing or when you're in a contract, when you do your movies and everything to prevent like all the parties from like catching STDs, or is there any other safety net other than just condoms? Or, were you able to have a relationship? Was your guy understanding why you're able to do what you do?
That's a good question. I'm sure you probably get asked that a lot. Like, how do you be, you have, when you did porn? Yeah. Thanks,
well,
Elizabeth.
That was a big question. That's awesome. In the porn industry, we have STD testing that's mandatory, that has to be done every so often. In the last 2 years, they've tightened up on it even more. Now there's like a condom thing in place where before some companies shot without condoms, some
right.
companies did. When I was under contract, I used condoms because it was a company that was really big on that at the time. It was Jill Kelly's company. And I had a boyfriend. I think this is what she's kind of
right.
referring to. I had a boyfriend when I was under contract and I did quit doing men for him.
Okay.
He was the cameraman for the company.
Did he ask you to, or you decided
awkward.
Not to?
I decided not to.
Because you're
it
like,
became really weird, awkward, and like it just, yeah, it just
yeah.
didn't work. Then my other relationships in the business, I dated a guy who was a director in the business, and he performed and I performed. So it worked okay. It was fine.
Did you guys have sex on camera and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
So we had sex with other people. It was
right.
it was fine for the you know for what we were agreeing on. It was cool for us. But you know I do know a lot of couples have problems. It's harder for people in the industry, whether they're a stripper or a nude model or a porn star, to
right.
Or an escort or whatever, to have a relationship with somebody that's not in their kind of industry. That's
exactly.
why you see so many porn people. Be you know adult industry people be with people that
right.
are in the adult industry because
how do they understand right because how are they going to understand like because it's just hard like I think a lot of men and women have a hard time thinking about it. They don't understand most people can't detach sex from emotions.
Right.
And so I think that they just don't understand it. If you're in love with me, how can you go have sex with someone else?
Right.
Like, I feel like I would have made a good porn star because I feel like I can do that. I can have sex just for sex sakes and enjoy it and not get attached.
But there are, yes, but there, exactly, yes. I mean, I obviously was able to do that,
right?
too. As I get older, I have a harder time.
Okay.
It feels like separating that. But right. I think it's also because I'd had so much casual sex.
Right, exactly.
But there are couples, too, who I do know some who are fine with it, who have a spouse who is not in the industry, and they work it fine. I think it just depends on the individual and the understanding.
Right,
but it can be very difficult.
I'm sure it can be.
And there, like I said, there's testing that's full in place. Once I started my company, I made sure that everybody got tested the day before I worked with them. I paid for it out of pocket. Like, I was always very, like...
Right. So what happens, you know, if someone gets tested? So is Elizabeth still on the... She's on hold. Can she hear us, though, still? Yeah? Okay. Well, thanks for calling, Elizabeth. I think that probably answered your question. I appreciate you call. Hey, Elizabeth, did I answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, sure. Have a great night. Thanks so much for calling Sex with Emily. Okay, so tell me about the testing. So what if someone does have, like, herpes, say? Can they not be in porn?
No.
They can't?
I mean, no, they can.
They can.
There's people who in the business who do have that, and there's people who don't.
I'm sure. So then are they taking like a daily pill, or they're
from what I know, yeah.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
I'm just wondering what happens.
I'm like, I don't know.
No, because if you are tested and you come up positive or something, does it mean you can't work again, or it means, like, I just never know this. I was
Well, if you come up positive, say you come up positive for chlamydia or something like that, which this doesn't happen very often in the business. But when you know, STDs, a lot of people in the industry just have sex with people in the industry, like I said, so it doesn't, there's not a lot of STDs that really come in, but if you do, they call you, they tell you that your test is, you know, then you go and you get, you know, pills or whatever, and you're not allowed to work, you're not cleared, and they're on a database or whatever. From what I know, that I you have to remember also, I haven't performed in 3 years, so the whole testing procedure may be a little bit different.
Right, but no, it's the same. I get the gist of it. Okay, that's cool. That's good to know. Okay, so
I'm not exactly completely up to date on all of this stuff.
Like, does it mean that you're out forever? Because, like, I don't know. I didn't know how it worked. But I was just curious. So, and so is Elizabeth. So thanks for calling, Elizabeth. Okay, so here's another question. So when you were dating the cameraman, you decided just to do the women's scenes.
Yes.
So do you – I'm – you know, I always ask people this, but, like, what – I feel like the female – like, the vagina, the female orgasm is, like, the Rubik's Cube of life for so many men, and they don't understand – or women,
I love the way you put that.
Right? Like, how, like, what are your best, like, you gave us your great blowjob tips, or what are your great oral sex tips for performing oral sex on a woman that you think people would get some tips from you that they might not know?
Well,
because every woman's different. I know, it's a hard
one. Everyone is so different with those kinds of things. Even with, like, my oral technique, there were guys that don't like that. You know, that once in a while, they're
like, how do you not like the Jenna Hayes corkscrew? Yeah, what's wrong with your penis? Yeah.
But, you know, everyone, like you said, everybody's body is different. Some people can, you know, come from the most random things. Some people like their belly button played with, for God's sakes. You know,
exactly.
Like, there's different things that turn different people on, you know, and that's amazing that there's so much diversity in it. But when it comes to, especially women are even more varied than men.
Right, exactly.
Some women really like you to, you know, put your tongue, like, inside the vagina.
Right.
Some are very clitoral. I think it's, you know, important to figure out which those your girl is, you know, when you're going to do that, because that's, like, the most important part. I'm a very clitoral person.
Right.
So I'm, like,
all
right on that.
Right, exactly.
And don't be afraid to, like, suck. Don't be afraid to use your teeth a little bit.
Right, mix it up.
Don't be afraid to have fun. And don't also just be focused on the clit and, you know, the actual vaginal opening. Also enjoy, like, all around, like,
the inner thighs, all
yes.
that stuff feels amazing. That goes down with the kissing the neck. Why don't men just play with tees?
We need more thighs. Foreplay, men.
Foreplay. I know. It's like, okay, they've heard me say it 8,000 times, but thank you.
Yes, we do.
We need more foreplay. And there's nothing getting us hot and bothered like if you just kiss around, like, our thighs, that area, and don't go right in for it. And then when you go in for it, you go in for it. That's fine. But
there has
us.
To be something to yes.
Yeah, because we're
there's
not
something to be
on
said
yet.
For teasing and for making it linger, making it build up to where you are just like, please put your tongue
right, exactly.
on my clit, please.
Tease. I mean, really, I just think I should do, like, a whole 10 shows about, like, how to tease. So for women, before, like, you would do a scene with them or you're with a woman, do you, like, just, like, talk ahead of time? Like, what do you like? Or
yes. I would always, before every scene with any performer, and I mean, usually I would work with the same group of performers over and over and over again, because it's much safer that way.
Right.
But and because those are the guys that I liked,
right,
and
right.
the girls that I liked, and those were the people that I liked, you know.
Totally.
But you go up before you start. You know, I would be like, hi, you know, so-and-so. Like, if it's a new person you haven't worked with or whatever, you talk about what your do's and your don'ts are. It's kind of a basic porn thing, you know, before a scene.
Right.
If it's a new partnership, you do it and, you know, say, what do you like? What do you don't like? Okay, I won't do that. Okay, I won't do this. Okay, I do like this.
Right.
You know?
And then so for women,
it's like it's such a business. People don't understand that porn is very business like.
Right.
You know, it's very.
Is there like a questionnaire that you fill out? I always thought that'd be great for couples when you first start dating someone. Like, what do you like? What don't you like? What have you tried?
Right.
Do you like clitoral or G spot? So for the women, when you're like, so performing roles, like, would you find, but there's anything, is there any like special moves? Like, I think you're right. Like, use teeth, nibble, fingers,
yes.
Toys.
I'm. You know, part Spanish and Mexican, so oh, yeah. I have that tongue roll thing.
Oh, cool.
And if you can do that tongue, like how you roll your R's.
No, you like do that. I can't roll the R.
Well, I
do it. Do it. What do you mean?
I don't think I can do it right.
Oh, but I know what you mean, though. It's like a, and then you could like vibrate your tongue on it.
It's like a vibrating tongue thing. Like,
oh my god, your vibrating tongue.
Yeah,
that's amazing. They love that.
If you're like a Spanish or Mexican or
you can damn,
usually
I'm
you can usually okay. say like you can you know like you can roll your R's really good, and if you can do that, like that's one of my tips, is you can do that right on the clit. It's really
that
good.
That feels good. It's like your own yeah. you become a vibrator.
It's like
that's
the softest,
so true.
Wettest vibrator in the world.
That's amazing. Oh my god, I love it. That's hot. I'm like just got a little bit turned on. So because the oral sex, it's true, and then some women want fingers or G spot orgasms. So do you yeah. have G spot internal orgasms? Can
yes.
you? Okay.
Yes.
But usually you need a clitoral one first.
I am very clitoral, period.
Right. Me too. I know. Me
just
too.
Period. It's just, I mean, that's the spot for me.
Right. But the G-spot can happen.
It can. But I definitely prefer. I definitely prefer, and it's easier for me with an actual penis.
Right.
Than with like fingers and stuff.
Right,
like
exactly.
That. Fingers sometimes, unless a guy really knows what he's doing
right.
or a girl really knows what they're doing with the fingers, fingers can hurt.
They can hurt. They poke you in the wrong place.
And if a girl's got
nails,
the nails.
Or guys have nails. You're like, really? Get out. Or like hanging cuticles. Guys, you should get manicures too. You don't have to tell us about it. You can go to some place off the beaten track. But
you're awesome.
Why are you looking at me, Anderson? You wanted to hang nails?
The hang nail thing is just so disgusting.
It's, well, dude, but guys do that. And you're like, really? You're touching your hang nails? It's great. Ew, I can't even talk about it.
Actually, you know what? I was having lunch with a girl about like 10 years ago. And she was looking at my nails. And she goes, you know, whenever a girl looks at your nails, she's just thinking about how much that would hurt if you ever fingered her.
No way.
It's true.
Did you finger her after lunch?
No, she was a friend.
Oh, okay, got it. That's kind of true. It kind of says a lot. I don't remember looking at but I should.
I do look at guys' hands if I'm, you know, going to get intimate with them
right.
because I want to make sure that their hands are clean,
right,
too.
Right, that's another thing. Thank you. That I hate when you hear, like, this is so bad. You hear a man go to the bathroom, and he comes out, you're at his house, you know you're going to have sex, and he doesn't wash his hands.
You're like, I didn't hear the water.
Yeah. Is that what you say? Do you say something?
Oh, I say something.
I'm like,
I'll be like, did you not just wash your hands? Did you just not wash your hands?
You have to,
like,
because
what is going on?
Yeah, okay, this might be the most important sex tip I've ever given, because there can be bacteria, their hands are going inside
yes.
you.
Hands are very, like, wash your hands before you get any sort of intimate with a girl.
Before you do anything, before you eat lunch. Like, seriously, if you're eating a hamburger, like, wash your hands.
Maybe I'm a little OCD because I wash my hands, like, constantly.
I know.
Purell.
Purell all over my life. Like, literally, I have, like, three in my bag right now. Okay, so that might be the best sex tip ever, because I feel like I've never brought that up, but men should just – and women, wash your hands. And also, if you go to dinner with the guy, then you come home and, like, they don't even – like, you had dinner and they're, like, drinking. Or I just hate the taste. Like, just brush your teeth. It's just good to be clean. And sometimes you're just really drunk and it's fine, but, you know. Okay, let's –
unless you're just – yes. Exactly.
Okay, let's take the talk. Let's talk to Thomas in Tulsa. Hey, Thomas. Thanks for calling Sex with Emily. You're on with Emily and Jenna Hayes. What is going on with you?
Well, I'm really impressed with Jenna Hayes, and I sure like to know what her definition of real good sex is.
Me too.
The definition of
really?
Real good sex. My definition or like a general definition?
Yours. Like, to you, what would be like, wow, that was amazing sex last night?
Well, that, I mean, that would be my definition too. Well, that was great sex last night.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, there's so much to sex, and there's so many different. Like, I've had amazing oral sex. I've had amazing, like, every kind of sex.
Right.
That's such a broad question that I'm just kind of like.
Are there any elements then that are like, okay, whenever it's.
I just think chemistry. Chemistry between people is so important, and passion, and lots of kissing. Lots of love foreplay.
The kissing. I know. Kissing.
Take your time.
Right. Slow it down.
That's a great definition.
Yeah. Right, Thomas? Really, it's not just like we had this great orgasm.
And
it's
lose
like,
yourself in the other person's body and the other person.
Yeah. That's a great answer. There you go, Thomas.
Yeah. That's right on. That's perfect.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Well, go do that. Go take that good sex definition. Give it to another woman or whoever you're with.
Yeah, I think I will.
Okay. We love kissing. We love foreplay.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, Thomas.
Yes, you're welcome.
Have a great night.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, Jenna, so where can people check you most of yourself out, what you're doing now? I know you've got the two films coming up, Raised by Wolves and Pocket Listing. Those are indie films.
Yes.
And then what about your favorite, what's the favorite films you've done if you want to promote any
of
your films?
Well, my company is called Generation X.
Generation X, okay.
Yes, it's JennaRation, because I was the new generation of adult media.
Got it, love it.
X-rated media, so Generation X.
We'll put that on my website with the podcast.
Thank you. It's distributed by Jules Jordan Video, and I've put out a total of 13 movies that I've directed, produced, and I've starred in 11 of them.
Oh, wow.
So there's a lot of material there. They're all a lot of my best work because, of course, it was my stuff. So that's like a lot of the best work. I also have my website, which is genxstudios.com, that has all the stuff I've directed of me, all the stuff I've directed of other girls.
Gen X Studios. Yes. So Genx Studios. Okay. Yes. We'll have that on the site. Okay.
And it's got all kinds of girls from Lisa Ann to Alexis Texas, Christina Rowe, like all the girls, the top Skin
that's
Diamond,
so cool.
Everybody.
Oh,
I've
Skin
shot.
Diamond. Dude, she was on the few
I've
weeks
shot her
ago.
Twice. I love her.
I love her too.
She's amazing.
She taught me how to twerk. No, we had fun.
That's awesome.
I know. No, we had a fun show. But and then you guys did like a video together or something recently, right?
I didn't do a video with her, but I have directed her twice.
Okay, got it. She's so great. She was here too. So,
I think twice. I'm sorry. Maybe one. I don't know.
I think that she rocks. You rock too. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Like, I appreciate
Thank
like
you.
Not in 3 years. So yeah. You haven't done an interview, and here I am. I feel honored. You got to come back, and then first we're gonna go to my car, and I got to give you a little present.
Yes.
I got to give you my candles. You have to pick out which one. Have you used a massage candle before?
I have not used one. I bought one, but I never used it for a massage.
Okay, you're going to freak out. Like, okay, so blow one of those out right now. Okay? So that's the vanilla.
Okay.
And then you wait 2 seconds, and it's not hot or sticky. And then just smell it. You rub it in your hands. It's coconut oil. It's like the most moisturizing.
Oh, wow.
We've had these like lovely candles lit the whole time.
And
they smell.
Yeah, it's very romantic in here.
Right?
I like it a lot.
It is romantic. And you can like pour it on your partner. You can have a massager. I just use it as
awesome.
Moisturizer. Yeah.
It's so silky, and it's not sticky like heavy or anything like
right.
that.
Yeah. It's not waxy. It's not sticky. It's not hot. It's actually moisturizing. So I'm going to give you one of those, and everyone else can, if you love the show and you want to support what I'm doing in my life, it's emilyandtony.com. Use coupon code Emily.
And you can always, my new site is jennahayes.com. Just
Jenna
my name.
Hayes.
And that's going to be a merch site where you can get the posters, autographs, everything like that.
Okay.
So yeah, you can see me 24 hours a day on Twitter. I'm at Jenna Hayes. Instagram, I'm at Jenna Hayes. Facebook, I'm the real Jenna Hayes.
Okay. Got it.
Got
You're
it.
Awesome. Thanks
cool.
for being the show.
Thanks
we're
going to
do
so
a little video after this too. Just
okay.
a 2 minute thing that you guys can check out on the site too if you want to see what's really going on here. Anderson, you rock. How's your week? You're very quiet tonight.
I'm sicky.
Oh, you're sick.
I'm a
but
sick.
It's kind of sexy.
You know,
how's
nothing,
your podcast?
Nothing worse than like you're trying to hear about like sex and the sex industry and some sick guy's like, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
well, usually, you know, I get it. I hope you feel better, but how was your podcast this week? What
do
we need
to know
about
it? Good.
It?
That's one of the reasons why I'm sick is we did top five characters from films we'd like to have a beer with.
Oh, okay.
I did a lot of research.
What's your number
drinking
one?
Drinking in my corner. And thinking by myself, like, who would I like to be drinking this beer with all week long?
Wow. Did you talk about it? Which way? How do people find
your podcast? My number one.
Oh,
but,
man.
David Lynch. A lot of David Lynch characters come
up.
Okay.
Well, how can they find your podcast?
That's called The Film Vault.
The Film Vault. If you're into films, it's everything film. Okay. Thanks, Anderson. And thank you, Jenna Hayes. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Crazy Girl Products carries unique pheromone-infused products that scientifically make you hotter and feel more confident. I love their new After Dark line, especially their Lip Nip Tingle. To find out what that means, go to crazygirlproducts.com, use coupon code Emily25, and get 25% off your purchase when you buy something at crazygirlproducts.com.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip, just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes and at sexwithemily.com. And this is just the tip.
So, Jordan, I don't want to be jealous, but I'm going to tell you something here.
All right.
The female clitoris is the only human organ dedicated 100% to giving women pleasure, female pleasure. It's the
Sounds
only thing
unfair.
It's for. I know. 8,000 nerve endings.
Well,
8,000. Double the nerve endings in the penis.
Geez.
So guys really have to understand the clitoris, that most women cannot orgasm unless they have clitoral stimulation.
Okay.
So that means that a lot of the positions, you know, the jackhammering, the jackrabbit position that you do, guys, when they're pounding away on her.
Right.
They're not hitting her clitoris at all.
Okay.
So what can guys do? They can learn to become friends with the clitoris, get to know the clitoris, whether it's during oral sex or when you're having intercourse, make sure that you're putting pressure, light pressure. Always start with light pressure on the clitoris. Make sure that you use lubricants. Make sure that it's, or you can, you know, lick your fingers, whatever you do. You want it to be wet and you want to start soft and slow.
A little bit of sand.
A little bit of sand, exactly. They love sand on their clitoris. Women love it. But just make sure that you pay attention to it, because that could be the reason why. And that's why a lot of men, it's great to perform oral sex before you actually have intercourse, because it'll get her warmed up.
Right. Get the juices flowing.
Exactly.
Literally. All right. I can dig it. If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.